This episode has been sponsored in part by our friends at Veeam. Are you tired of juggling the cost of AWS backups and recovery with your SLAs? Quit the circus act and check out Veeam. Their AWS backup and recovery solution is made to save you money, not that that's the primary goal, mind you, while also protecting your data properly. They're letting you protect 10 instances for free with no time limits, so test it out now. You can even find them on the AWS marketplace at snark.cloud/backitup. Wait, did I just endorse something on the AWS marketplace? Wonder of wonders, I did. Look, you don't care about backups, you care about restores. And despite the fact that multi-cloud's a dumb strategy, it's also a realistic reality. So make sure that you're backing up data from everywhere with a single unified point of view. Check them out at snark.cloud/backitup.
Good morning, AWS, and welcome to the AWS Morning Brief. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn, and as I just told you, this is the AWS Morning Brief. Let's figure out what AWS got up to last week. Amazon EMR Studio is now generally available. You can log in without using the AWS console is a headline feature. That's both great to have and incredibly sad that that is somehow still so appealing to customers. Amazon RDS on VMware networking, now simplified and more secure. You don't need to have a VPN back to AWS anymore. It'll just speak over HTTPS is the actual change, but that doesn't make for a compelling headline. Amazon SageMaker announces a price reduction by up to 14% on instances and SageMaker savings plans with up to 64% cost savings. Okay, SageMaker, of course, has gone off and done its own thing rather than integrating with the existing overarching savings plan. This is ill-considered. Take the classic example of RDS and EC2, which had separate reserved instances options. So if you were running your databases on top of EC2 and wanted to stop managing them yourself by moving to a higher-level differentiated service and letting RDS manage them for you, you were economically trapped because you'd already committed to the EC2 instances you were using. I can't stand it when reservation commitments preclude using the best architecture and evolving past where you are now. Consider that folks who are doing machine learning experiments on EC2 can't just pass that discounting on when they use SageMaker. This choice is going to actively preclude some SageMaker adoption. Announcing availability of AWS outposts in the Philippines and Brunei. No word yet on what regions they're going to have to pair back to, because remember, outposts do need a consistent connection to an AWS region. Announcing general availability of Amazon Redshift native console integration with partners. That's right, advertisements for third-party services continue to appear throughout the AWS console. No word yet on whether we're getting a link to the Duckbill group shoved into the billing page. AWS Cloud 9 now supports Amazon Linux 2 environments. 3.5 years after it was announced, Amazon Linux 2 expands into the new market of a product team that lives down the hall from them. AWS Control Tower now provides configurable naming during landing zone setup. AWS admits they're terrible at naming things and solves it in the most Amazonian way possible by making it the customer's problem instead. You can now use AWS CloudTrail to log Amazon DynamoDB Streams data plane API activity. Cool, DynamoDB Streams is itself effectively a log of DynamoDB data plan API activity. That is the core definition of what the service is and what it does and how it's used. So now we have another level of that because code is always turtles all the way down. Reduce operational load using AWS Managed Services for your data solutions. Running cloud services adds toil. Let AWS run them for you is almost identical to the original pitch for moving workloads out of your data centers and into AWS itself.
This episode is sponsored in part by Chaos Search. As basically everyone knows, trying to do log analytics at scale with an Elk stack is expensive, unstable, time-sucking, demeaning, and just basically all around horrible. So why are you still doing it? Or even thinking about it when there's Chaos Search. Chaos Search is a fully managed, scalable log analysis service that lets you add new workloads in minutes and easily retain weeks, months, or years of data. With Chaos Search, you store, connect, and analyze, and you're done. The data lives and stays within your S3 buckets, which means no managing servers, no data movement, and you can save up to 80% versus running an Elk stack the old-fashioned way. It's why companies like Equifax, HubSpot, Klarna, AlertLogic, and many more have all turned to Chaos Search. So if you're tired of your Elk stacks falling over before it suffers, or of having your log analytics data retention squeezed by the cost, then try Chaos Search today and tell them I sent you. To learn more, visit chaossearch.io.
Monitoring and troubleshooting with Amazon Chime SDK meeting events. It took a pretty close reading of that article to realize that meeting events means something profoundly different to the Chime SDK team than it does the entire rest of the world. Getting started with Ankka on EC2 Mac instances. Now, I confess I have no earthly idea what Ankka is. However, understanding that it's absolutely going to be something expensive based upon nothing other than the fact that Mac instances, due to their licensing, are really expensive to run for casual use, I know that whatever it is almost certainly out of my budget. Anomaly detection in Amazon Workspaces. While the cheap shot here is using Amazon Workspaces itself is basically an anomaly, I really like the service and I wish more people knew that it existed. Introducing AWS Toolkit for Visual Studio support for AWS SSO and Assume Role with MFA. Yeah, great. Slowly but surely, the developer ecosystem is recovering from the multiple AWS accounts now recommended blast that happened almost a decade ago. Offer employees flexible work arrangements while maintaining a secure game pipeline. I'm glad that Amazon is making public posts about how to better accommodate employees. AWS CloudTrail best practices, and not once is have one trail for management events, then filter those results and send duplicates elsewhere via other means, unless you enjoy paying $2 per 100,000 management events, starting with your second trail, even mentioned. Perform medical transcription analysis in real time with AWS AI Services and Twilio Media Streams. I misread Twilio as Twitch and wondered what the blue hell kind of live stream medical diagnosis the youth were up to these days. And finally, how the cloud is helping remove barriers to addressing climate change. AWS has an entire marketing page that's specific to helping oil and gas companies, but sure, Amazon, go off. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. Make good choices.
This has been a Humble Pod production. Stay humble.